Why do the gospel accounts differ? Why did Jesus use parables? Are there demon-possessed people today? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is the big book of New Testament questions and answers. You can find out more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers is written by Dr. Michael Eschelbach of Concordia University, Irvine, California. The Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a game we like to play with our listeners. Four soundbites we have to play for you. We're going to play them for you, one, two, three, four. And then you're going to call, send an email, send a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you're going to vote for one of those to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own. You can agree, disagree. You can find it remarkable for any number of reasons, want to hear it again, never want to hear it again. All those reasons are good reasons for voting for one of these to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, August the 28th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Ellie Coro. She was on talking about one woman's experience with Planned Parenthood. Here she is describing the real work of Planned Parenthood.
Given my experience, I have no doubt that Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business. I felt this way since my experience. That was crystallizing for me. They're not just an organization that happens to provide abortions. They are in the abortion business. They've built a business around dead babies. And it doesn't surprise me in the least. You know, when babies are a form of income for you, you will use them however you can. It's no different than a butcher shop saying, oh, here's some extra parts of the pig that we can also sell. It's no different. And so we shouldn't be shocked. And our shock and our horror over this is well served, and we should be shocked. But the other side of that shock is it makes me wonder how naive have we been about Planned Parenthood up to this point. And I'm glad to see that there's a lot of other people who have been kind of on the fence about them that are now starting to see maybe this is an evil organization. Yeah, it is. It's an evil organization. It doesn't serve women. It doesn't give women choices. It's there to build an empire on the bodies of dead babies.
That's soundbite number one, Ellie Coro, the real work of Planned Parenthood. If you would like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the weekend, I wouldn't blame you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Please include your city and state, because we do like to know where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Richard Weikart talking about Adolf Hitler answering the question, did Hitler have no ethic?
That's actually not true. He was evil. That's certainly true. But he was evil. And this is interesting because I think a lot of secular ideology, I mean, think about Marxism and other kinds of things like that, promise these utopias and they promise, they promise these great, grandiose things that they think will come about. But they do that on the basis of sometimes a wrong ethics, not that they don't have ethics, they'd have the wrong one. And in Hitler's particular case, he imbibed a version of a racist version of evolutionary ethics that believed that what's good is whatever helps advance humanity to a higher evolutionary stage, and what's morally bad is whatever leads to biological degeneration. So he did have an ethic, but it was an ethic based upon what he thought promoted the evolutionary evolutionary good. And so if getting rid of people that he considered inferior, such as other races, such as people with disabilities and such, if getting rid of them would help improve the human race, then he saw it as a good thing.
That's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us your email with your vote, your reason why, your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page is a great place to vote as well, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three is actually kind of a doubleheader here. We were talking with Deaconess Jenny Miller and Adrian Dorr-Heinz about a kind of the pregnant mothers, the expecting mothers perspective on the Planned Parenthood videos. Near the end of the interview, I asked them about defunding Planned Parenthood, whether or not they considered that a war on women.
I'd say, oh, please. Obviously, those funds can be redirected to the many, many other Christian organizations, even our own Lutheran organizations that go to help folks who want to adopt or care for children, and certainly mothers. Organizations provide support for women. It's not a war on women. We're helping them to become, in a more full way, you know, what they were made to be, wives and mothers. So I just don't buy into this idea that withdrawing federal funding is going to create a bigger problem for women than a killing a child.
I'm a woman. I've never felt warred against. I guess I simply don't understand how cutting funding to Planned Parenthood is going to negatively affect that. There's, like Jenny said, there's going to be a myriad of places where women can get health care. And I think the more we learn about Planned Parenthood, the more we see they don't actually provide much in the way of women's health care. When I was in Columbia, Missouri, standing outside that clinic, they've had upwards of 30 emergency 911 phone calls from that clinic in the last couple of years due to botched abortions. That, to me, sounds like a war on women. That's not taking care of a woman's health or the health of her child, who could be a young girl but will grow up to be a woman. So it's an argument that really has nothing to do with the situation at hand. It's a really good media soundbite. It's a good clip to try and divert the attention from where it should be, which is on the life of the child and the life of the mother.
That's soundbite number three. Jenny Miller and Adrian Heinz. Is defunding Planned Parenthood a war on women? They say, please, no. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking about the Good Samaritan in the course of our regular series with him on Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, according to the Historic Lectionary. Here he is explaining law and gospel in the parable of the Good Samaritan.
The priest and the Levite are the law. They are the ceremonial law. They're on their way to the temple, and if they get involved in this, they're going to be rendered unclean and unable to do their service. They're the law. And so they pass by because they can't help. Meanwhile, here comes the Samaritan, the outsider who's despised by people, and he has compassion. And then that's why he turns then to the lawyer and says, now, which of these three was neighbor to the man who fell among robbers? And of course, he's forcing the lawyer to make this confession that this is about mercy. And beautifully, the lawyer says, the one who showed him mercy. So Jesus is putting into the lawyer's mouth this confession of what he needs, and he changes the question to get the answer that he wants. Jesus is presenting to him through this parable what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is this place of mercy, of sacrifice, of compassion, of forgiveness for those who find themselves in a position that the law cannot help them. So he's really saying to the lawyer, ultimately, if you're looking for who you've got to love perfectly, it's everyone. But you're not going to be saved that way. The law is going to beat you up and leave you in the ditch. The only way you can be saved is not to go find neighbors, but to be found by the one who has mercy.
All right, that's soundbite number four. If you want to vote for it, this break is a great time to vote for that one or any of the other sound bites that we've played for you on this Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also email us your vote right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us as a tweet at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, August the 28th, right after this. Never. Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
You might wonder, is it possible for my child with special needs to receive a rich classical Christian education? Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope answers yes. With the Simply Classical curriculum created by Cheryl and published by Memoria Press, there's no reason to withhold a beautiful education from any struggling student. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR. classicalspecialneeds.com.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon. It's the 28th of August. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left some space there for your vote. Remember to include your city and state along with your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We'd like to know where you're listening. Or the same goes for your vote if you send it to us right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can always tweet us your vote as well, @issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Ellie Coro, the real work of Planned Parenthood? Soundbite number two, Dr. Richard Weikart, did Adolf Hitler have no ethic? Soundbite number three, Jenny Miller and Adrian Hines, defunding Planned Parenthood, is it a war on women? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, Law and Gospel in the Good Samaritan. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Travis listens in Yuma, Colorado. Travis says, it's always a difficult decision. Another great slate of guests on this week. Ellie Coro's soundbite gets my vote, though, for her courage and honesty in her interview. Great interview and great guest. Travis, thank you very much for your vote and for listening in Colorado. Brian listens in Moberly, Missouri, right out there in the middle of the state. He says, for not really fair to the other speakers when you have the gospel like it's going to win hands down. So he's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, Law and Gospel in the Good Samaritan. Paul in Massachusetts votes for Ellie Coro. Says, personally, it was a very moving interview, especially as one with a 1- and 3-year-old whom I love greatly. Paul, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Lance listens in New York City. He's also voting for soundbite number one, Ellie Coro on the real work of Planned Parenthood. He says, Deaconess Coro's voice is, what does he say here? He says, Deaconess Coro's is the clear choice. but the entire interview had so much more to say. Anyone who hasn't listened to it should do so. Oh, I completely agree with you. Anyone who hasn't listened to it should do so. Still plenty of time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is a big book. It's kind of a reference book that is organized according to the books of the Bible. Questions that come up in selected verses of each one of the New Testament books are asked and answered in the big book of New Testament questions and answers by Michael Eschelbach. Find out more about it on any page of our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the big book of New Testament questions and answers, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Mary's voting for soundbite number one because building a business on the bodies of dead babies creates such a vivid picture of what exactly they are doing, and we are funding it with our taxes. Mary, thank you very much for your vote. Sarah listens in St. Paul, Minnesota. Ellie is right to the point that the sale of fetal organs is completely consistent with Planned Parenthood's mission and character, as she said, no different than a butcher shop. There's another great line from that one as well. William in California votes for Ellie Coro as well. Great last line, building an empire on the bodies of dead babies. Great radio voice, too. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Marla listens in Massachusetts. Marla says she's voting for soundbite number two. Dr. Richard Weikart, did Adolf Hitler have no ethic? Remember that Margaret Sanger had the same mindset, says Marla. And she, surviving, had unleashed abortion, actually. That's a great point, Marla, and thanks for listening out there on the East Coast. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Ellie Coro, the real work of Planned Parenthood.
Given my experience, I have no doubt that Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business. I felt this way since my experience. That was crystallizing for me. They're not just an organization that happens to provide abortions. They are in the abortion business. They've built a business around dead babies. And it doesn't surprise me in the least. You know, when babies are a form of income for you, you will use them however you can. It's no different than a butcher shop saying, oh, here's some extra parts of the pig that we can also sell. It's no different. And so we shouldn't be shocked. And our shock and our horror over this is well served, and we should be shocked. But the other side of that shock is it makes me wonder how naive have we been about Planned Parenthood up to this point. And I'm glad to see that there's a lot of other people who have been kind of on the fence about them that are now starting to see maybe this is an evil organization. Yeah, it is. It's an evil organization. It doesn't serve women. It doesn't give women choices. It's there to build an empire on the bodies of dead babies.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Ellie Coro, the real work of Planned Parenthood. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Lance in New York, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you today in part this week by Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Now, if you have a child or a grandchild in high school, encourage them to check out Bethany Lutheran College at blc.edu, or call 1-800-944-3066. Small classes, attentive faculty, affordable degrees, Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to look forward to Sunday morning, according to the three-year lectionary, talking with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about Jesus honoring the Syrophoenician woman's faith and Jesus healing a deaf mute man in Mark chapter 7. Up next on Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7, the church observes the martyrdom of John the Baptist, the beheading of John the Baptist on August 29th. We'll talk about it next at issuesetc.org. Listen right there, issuesetc.org. Well, any empire built upon at the cost of, with the shedding of the blood of our children, cannot be anything other than a thoroughly evil empire. I don't see how anyone could possibly disagree. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Martin Luther taught that the chief function of music and worship was the proclamation of the Word of God. With Heirs of the Reformation, Treasures of the Singing Church, you will hear over two centuries of Lutheran musical theology, beautifully performed and faithfully sung. For a limited time, save 10% on this 4-CD set when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
In Hosea 4, we read, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." At the CLCC, we educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Christians would if they learned what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website at theclcc.org. See what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us and encourage your pastors to hold an event in your area. For more information, go to theclcc.org.